So as Congress begins to tackle health care this week and in subsequent weeks, and we're going to be focusing on that more and more in the coming days, the Obama administration has as one of its chief challenges how to deal with the way health care is delivered in the United States. It's an oddly connected, variously supported, jangling chain of public, private, and charitable institutions, and all are under stress in the current economic climate. But when some of the dominoes fall, the effects can ripple through communities. Charity-supported Shriners hospitals have been delivering care, particularly for children, for almost a century, but now their survival is in jeopardy. Shriner hospitals provide completely free care for anyone under the age of 18 in hospitals all around the country. The hospitals are losing $1 million a day, and in early July, the organization's membership will vote on whether to close six of the 22 hospitals. One of the hospitals that may have to close is in the community of Erie, Pennsylvania. And here with me now is Bob Howden, who's a spokesperson for the hospital in Erie. Also with us is Lori Marinucci. Her daughter, Alicia, is a patient at the Shriners Hospital in Erie. And she founded a group called Save Our Shriners to try and prevent her hospital from closing. Good morning to both of you, Bob and Laura.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And Bob, you know, I described this sort of domino or daisy chain of healthcare institutions in a community like Erie. How does the potential closing of this institution ripple through the healthcare for all members of the community?
Well, the Erie Hospital serves a region that is that lacks a lot of specialized pediatric medical care, and certainly closing the Erie facility will leave a lot of children with orthopedic conditions in jeopardy of not being able to obtain that care somewhere else. The Shriners hospitals are highly specialized hospitals. The only medical treatments we provide are in pediatric orthopedics and pediatric burns. Most of the hospitals that are being proposed for closure are pediatric orthopedic hospitals, just like the Erie Hospital.
So, Laura Marinucci, your daughter, who's in, who's a patient in the Erie Shriners Hospital, what services are available there that you can't get anywhere else?
Well, Alyssa is 12 years old now, and she's been going there for the past 11 years. And just like Bob said, the specialty care that she receives, orthopedic, is not available anywhere, you know, within our distance. And Erie Hospital being 10 minutes from our home and being the, you know, the best care that's been available to her. And like I said, she's only 12 years old, so she still has, you know, many more years to have that care for her.
And is the issue, Bob, the fact that the contributions are drying up for facilities like this Shriners Hospital? Or we've seen around the country in community after community that institutions are folded into a broader network of hospitals where you kind of, you know, form alliances that allow the institutions to stay open. Are either of these issues relevant to what's going on in Erie?
Actually, I think both of those issues are relevant. And there's a lot of issues involved here. Certainly the core of the problem is the has been the national downturn in the economy, because the Shriners Hospital's operations are funded in large part by an endowment fund, which of course has taken quite a hit in the you know, recent downturn of the economy. Although things, you know, certainly are moving back in the right direction again, but we still have a ways to go. And yes, we are looking at a variety of different avenues to try to keep the hospital open. Not only are we involved in extensive fundraising activities, which Laura and her husband have been spearheading locally, and these types of activities are occurring in all of the communities that are being possibly impacted by hospital closures. So we're looking at that. We're also looking at ways to partner with our local hospitals to make things more efficient and still provide the type of services that we are providing currently and still providing them at no cost to our patients. And one of the other areas that is being looked at nationally is billing insurance companies, which the Shriners hospitals currently do not do.
Well, Laura Marinucci, I mean, the issue really for your daughter, it seems to me, is going to be determined by, I presume, the board or some committee of authority within the Shriners organization. If they've slated,
right,
if they've slated your hospital to close, are they saying to you that your community doesn't, you know, doesn't have the same standing as other communities, other hospitals that aren't going to be closed?
Well, you know, I disagree with that. I mean, they're saying that we're underutilized, which, you know, any time that I've gone into the hospital, there's always been, excuse me, a lot of patients and families in there. And the area that it covers, you know, from 4 to 5 states within a 350-mile radius. And this is also including Canada. So, you know, Erie may be a smaller city, but it covers a wide range of, you know, area here. And the next closest hospital for us is in Philadelphia, which is 8 hours away.
It's an 8-hour drive from where you are now.
Correct.
Right. Bob, before we go, the issue really, it seems, for healthcare throughout the nation is that maybe charitable institutions like the Shriners Hospital are a thing of the past and that a pay-as-you-go model for healthcare is the most sustainable. What do you say to that?
Well, I think we have to certainly look at ways of doing things better, and I certainly think that allowing us to bill insurance companies for costs for those children that have insurance coverage would certainly be a help. It's not a solution to the problem. There are other things that need to be done, but allowing us to bill insurance companies will still maintain the no cost to the patient system that we have operated on for, as you said, 80-some years. And that's the most important thing. We want to maintain the charitable nature of the organization, but we have to do it in a cost-effective manner.
Well, as we mentioned at the top of this segment, in July, the decision will be made. The Erie Hospital, at least in theory, is slated to be closed. Bob Howden, spokesperson for the Erie, Pennsylvania Shriners Hospital, and Laura Marinucci is the mother of a patient at the hospital who founded Save Our Shriners. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.